This is CliffCentral.com.
The Leadership Platform is brought to you by Sibanye Gold, a proudly South African mining company.
Adrian Groenewald here, leadershipplatform.com. You can go to that website, two P's in the middle for all things leadership. Right, in the studio, Louis Groenewald, Alison Yandu, myself, and we have Nadia as well. Nadia, you were with us last week.
Yes, thank you for having me back, Adrian.
Yes, so last week we spoke about elements around the Open Window Institute and thought we should continue that conversation. And how about the founder? So we brought in Elsa B. Donovan. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Adrian. Great to be here.
An artist who helps others to become artists, and that has evolved over the years. So we'll zoom in on you a little bit more later, Nadia, a little bit about your journey, your leadership journey, and how it started. And I'm sure you never thought you'd end up where you are today, and just how consciously did that happen. So I look forward to that conversation. Last week, a reminder, our Leadership Master lesson was about the leader as the bridge between their organization and its context. And that's where Nadia participated in a fascinating conversation. Download that podcast. But today's Leadership Master lesson. And the question I'm asking is, could the awakening of the artist inside someone improve their leadership capability? Maybe we're all artists. I know we're all leaders in some way, shape, or form. We all have leadership in us. It does not mean you'll become a Nelson Mandela or a Barack Obama or whoever, or CEO of a major business. No, it doesn't mean that. But we all have leadership inside of us. And in the same way, I think we all have artists inside all of us. So how do we awaken that? So that's the line of questioning for the first half hour. Let's kick off with the first question. What exactly is art? So who better to explain to us than our special guest today, Elsa B. What exactly is art?
Thank you, Adrian. It's an interesting question. It's been asked a lot over time. We must realize that art has always been part of the human condition. You know, people create. It's a way of making sense of what's going on around us. Artists have the ability to create a visual language which they communicate with and express ideas. You know, it's basically a form of expression. And what's interesting about art is the fact that it always takes a lead in society. It opens up issues. It opens up themes that people not necessarily think about. You know, so I like the specific way of referring to it as making the invisible visible.
So that's art. Okay. Because if you ask me on another occasion, what is art, then I just think of a painting.
It is a painting as well.
But it's more. It's much more than just people painting lovely paintings.
The point is that art can be just a painting. It can be just an expressive way of enjoying yourself, of making a mark on a canvas, making a mark on a piece of paper, shooting a film, making an interesting installation. All of these forms are a way of expressing yourself, making an interesting comment on certain things that you think are relevant and that the artist feels should be said.
Okay, so that's the general definition, anyone else jump in, of what art is. Excuse me, but I like the word makes the invisible visible, because that's what leaders do. So let's take a mental note of that one. That's exactly what leaders are supposed to do. Mm-hmm. They have you look at Elon Musk. We often mention him on the show because he has a invisible vision of where the motor vehicle industry is going and space travel and all those things. And he's got to make that real. But also the purpose of art has changed over the years. Just take us on there a little bit.
Yes. Well, you know, art has a way of adapting to the different mediums around it. So if you take prehistoric art, there was rocks and there was ink. Hmm. And that was the art that we had. Nowadays, we have light, we have music, we have sound, we have film, we have paint, we have a lot of media, and this different kind of media allows the artist to express himself through it. Mm. And the beauty of that is that the message can become stronger, and the artistic or the visual language has literally more ways of explaining what it means.
You've got the internet. I mean, you've got so much.
Exactly. Mm. So because of that, the purpose of art can also change. You know, it's not only just reflecting what we see. It's not just reflecting what we feel, but it can start becoming relevant. And that's why nowadays we refer to it as applied art. Mm-hmm. Applied art is using artistic expression in a way that it becomes useful.
Okay.
Now, typically, you would typically take an interior designer or a fashion designer, but it can also become quite advanced. You know, if you think of mediums like augmented reality, that is something that we use in the digital age. It's something that's becoming quite relevant in the way we start communicating. So the creator thinker is becoming more and more important in our society in all these applied forms.
Okay, so if you're just joining us from Periscope, we're trying that out, by the way, then we're talking about art and leadership. If we bring out artistic side of someone, will that improve their leadership? But first, we're understanding art, because if you talk to an ignorant person like me, art is painting. But we're seeing now, I mean, the way you can express your artistic ability or your creative ability as a human being today is just innumerable ways. It's not just sculptures and paintings, and that's why I'm so interested in this topic. So if you want to join us, any questions, our special guest is, of course, someone who started an art school, Elsa B. Donovan. Right, describe a typical artist. What qualities would make a great artist? Just for a moment, let's still look at the artist.
Adrian, you know, artists don't have an easy life.
No.
It takes a lot of courage to be an artist because society is not really very artist friendly. Mm. Although it's quite interesting because society needs artists. You know, artists are shaping the world. Creative thinking is becoming more and more predominantly more and more important.
Yeah.
So an artist has to take that leap of faith and start investigating his world, start experimenting, be willing to fail with what he does, thrashing through, you know, and making changes and bringing in a way of thinking and a way of observing and a way of living which is new.
Mm.
And for that reason, you know, artists must have confidence. And I think that if you ask the question, what is a good artist? It is very important to have a good balance between letting go, let the creative juices flow, thinking out of the box, but doing that at the same time in a disciplined way. You know, so it's creating a flow of creative energy within a disciplined and structured, ordered way, especially if you refer to the applied arts.
Okay.
You can't just go crazy. You know, there is, if the art have a purpose, it has to be, it is important to acknowledge that there's a structure.
And those are the artists that probably end up being successful. The ones who have some level of discipline and some level of artistic. Do we all have artists inside of us? Do all human beings have artists inside of us? Now, as I said, we're looking at the artist inside of the leader. Before we get to the leader side, do all human beings have some level of art? Let me just say artist inside of them.
I wouldn't say we are all artists, but we are definitely all creative.
Okay.
You know, so creativity is part of the human condition. We are all creative. Some people are more creative than others. Some people tend to develop their creativity. Some people get born with more of a creative aptitude.
Yeah.
But it is possible to develop creativity. It's possible to do exercises. It's possible to develop that skill.
Okay. So the real artist will allow it to come out no matter what, will give expression to it. The real, real, real artist.
The circumstances influence.
Yeah.
Art. If you take war, you know, if you take a environment where things are very negative, if you take an environment where there's fear, those kind of things is very, very unconducive for art.
It suppresses the art.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's we'll get to it later. But that's the reason why art is transformative. You know, that is why society needs art, because without art, without creative thinking, there's no innovation. Without innovation, there's no transformation.
Okay. Does the world in general, schooling system, the world, suppress artists? You said earlier it's a difficult life for artists. do we actually allow the artistic nature, the creativity to come to the fore in this world of ours?
It is happening more and more. One can see that. There is definitely a higher premium on creativity nowadays. Okay. And I do think the reason for that is that business has started realizing creative thinking is important. You know, and the fact that we have so many applied forms of art lately, you know, that the artist or a creative thinker are respected more. So it used to be like that, but I do think, you know, artistic endeavor is something that has a way of establishing itself in society. It's, an artist, a real artist, very seldom feels oppressed by society. Mm. You know, that's why they are called freaks. Mm. That's why they are breaking the norm.
Ponytails or the whatever.
Exactly, you know, because they are challenging the system, and it's important that society realize how important that part is. It's important to break those barriers. It's important to think out of the blocks.
Okay, now why is there from such a strong link, Alice, Louis, Nadia, between this description of an artist and the kind of leader we need today? We need leaders to be creative. We need them to shape society. We need them to do all these things you're saying to challenge the process. You know, it sounds to me very much like we're describing a typical leader that we need in a world today that's ever-changing. Alice?
Yeah, I actually appreciate everything that Elsabi has said. I mean, I liked what she mentioned as art being, you know, visual expression. But I think it's very important that for this conversation, leaders understand the need to understand art. Because in my view, I think art is a manifestation of life itself.
Mm.
Art is nature. So if you're a leader and you have a context within which you operate, you definitely have to be aware and understand that you're not leading outside of that realm. You are part of the whole.
Yeah.
So therefore, I think if you look at how artists, you know, I don't know how you measure an artist, whether they're successful or not, because I think, you know, there's an element of being an artist in all of us. But, you know, as Abhi talks about, we're all creatives. But you have to nurture that to have that emerge.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important that, you know, if you look at how art has manifested or manifests itself, you know, through time, there definitely are elements that can be assimilated in the leadership scope.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there's a wonderful quote here by one of my favorite artists, Vincent van Gogh. I mean, but by quoting this, I'm not saying art is a painting. I think art is life. So he said, great things are done by a series of small things brought together.
Mm.
So in the context of leadership, it's small steps, those little acts that create the bigger or the greater whole. You know, as Abhi talked about the canvas.
Mm. Okay.
That's what the artist is always struggling to fill.
Alcibi, my concern is that in general, society does not respect enough the artist, and maybe there's not enough of a respect and appreciation for art. And that suppresses a level of creativity, and that impacts leadership and how people lead and how they view life. And then we have chartered accountants all over the world leading big businesses, mm-hmm. and maybe they did good to a certain degree. Now we're in a world where everything changes all the time, where it seems creativity, creative solution finding, all of that is starting to play. It's almost like leaders have to design artistic and redesign businesses all the time, year in, year out. They have to change the whole format, the whole business, the business model, the approach, the target audience. Everything changes, and it seems we require the artistic, creative nature of a leader, instincts of a leader more than ever before. That's what I think, and it's my concern that we're losing that. And today, last few minutes, we're going to do one or two or three exercises, or Elsabi is going to suggest some exercises to bring this creativity out of leaders. Nadia and Louis, comments quickly.
Well, Ellis, I see your quote, and I'll raise you another one. So, taking on to our previous conversation that Prof. Feltzman actually did in our masterclass last week, he looked at the various attributes that a leader will have and in various disciplines and how he basically brings that together. So something that stuck, I think, from last week's podcast, which you can now download, is a quote from Michelangelo basically stating that, "I saw the angel on the marble and I carved it until I set him free." So essentially that for me is the role of the leader, to actually be able to interpret or to creatively problem solve and also use all of those skills to get the best out of your team, to lead and to creatively come up with new solutions or even ask questions differently, which I think the artistic incentive makes it so much more appealing, because I think from a leadership perspective, we tend to ask the same questions or deem to have the same solutions over and over again, instead of actually stating, is the hypothesis to begin with the accurate place to start.
So let's realize we're not going to solve today's challenges or capitalize on today's opportunities by asking the same questions we did yesterday or having the same mindset we had yesteryear. We're not going to do that. It's not going to happen. Let me very quickly come back to Elsabi.
I just want to emphasize that, you know, we resent the putting labels on things. All the years I've been very strongly against that, because you put a child into a category or a colleague or your wife or husband, and it's dangerous. The same way, if we consider discussion today, you must be careful of the labels. For a top CEO to be said you should be an artist, you'll say, what are you talking about? The truth is, though, that the point you mentioned, emphasized just now, Arden, based on what Osby was saying, is that all things in life that are important are invisible, first of all. And to put that invisible into a tangible structure, which arts does. Now, leadership is exactly that. So all quality and good leadership, we've coined the term seamless leadership for years, Arden, trying to bring across the idea. Your book is entitled Seamlessly, the latest book. So what we're saying is that the ability to fashion an idea which is invisible, that's of value, faith is like that. Faith in higher values as well. Then to put that in a tangible form, in a structured form, that's the essence of good leadership.
Okay, Elsabi, bring us back. Comments on what's been said here by the panel.
Arian, I think it's important that we divide the concept of art and creative thinking. Because artists, as we know it, is not necessarily leaders in society. You know, leaders, although, do need creativity. And I want to get back to that just now.
Okay.
Is this, I just want to quickly go back to the concept of what is art. Everybody that expresses himself in an artistic way is making art. That for that reason, something like craft can also be an art form. You know, a drawing that a young child makes is art. So this is not about leaders that should become artists. Art as such has its own place in society. Good art is referred to as high art. That divides the two thinking modes of art as just an expression, and art that becomes useful, art that's really carrying the message, art that makes a difference. So high art versus this creative expression is the phenomena of creating as an artist. But when you are a leader and you find yourself in a organization or part of a community, creative thinking is absolutely essential, because there's no way that creative problem solving can take place if the leader doesn't have the ability to expand, you know, his way of thinking
and his people's way of thinking.
Exactly.
But are you saying to me that if I don't have an appreciation for art today,
yeah,
but I'm a leader and I'm leading people in particular, and you can enhance my appreciation for art, different forms of art, if I spend a few weeks with you and go to art galleries and I don't know, all kinds of art, and then it might just change me as a leader. It might just improve my creative ability to problem solve. Yes,
not necessarily.
Okay, not necessarily.
Arian, you know, deciding on what is art and what is good art is a complete discipline on its own. I really think it's important to realize that creative thinking, that is different from artistic expression and understanding why art are good. It's definitely good to do it. I really think that leaders should spend more time in the art galleries. I really think it's important for them to start understanding art. I really think it's good that all people do. But if one just go back to the basics, you know, and we talk about leadership and how does creativity impact on leadership, the important thing is to realize that the leader must develop a way of thinking more agile. Thinking around a problem, pushing boundaries, challenge the world, challenge his own own practice. You know, what's happening with us as humans on the planet at the moment is we are in a very, very fast evolving world.
Yeah.
It's ever changing.
Yeah.
It's so dynamic. And because of that, leaders have to stand, make creative decisions, standing on their feet all the time. You know, it's a constant quest for creative solutions, and breaking through the norm and breaking through the traditional way of thinking.
Okay, I think we all buy that. How do I awaken the creative juices inside of me? Because that's really what you're saying then. But it's an interesting. So in other words, a CEO comes with a very creative, innovative strategy, is being an artist. You are carving out something creative, you know. But then there are many leaders who come with just a stock standard strategy for their business. Alice?
Yeah, it's interesting you ask that question, because in previous conversations, you and I have talked about creating movement. You know, that's the essence of leadership, you know, getting from point A to point B, and, you know, being the leader that can build that bridge into the future, you know, while walking on a structure which is incomplete.
Mm.
I mean, that is creating movement. So there's an element of creativity in leadership, but I think I would agree with the sense that we shouldn't box people, especially leaders, to think, you know, now they have to go, you know, to an art class or something like that. You know, I'm often amazed personally by the fact that pretty much anything that you do every day, if it is something you've not done before, it's creating something new, you know.
Pushing.
We could all go onto a piano and play a couple of notes even though we've never played the piano. But I guarantee you that the sound that would emerge, there's something new, something you've never done before. So in essence, that's what, you know, leaders also have to be looking for, you know, in terms of how they lead, looking to create new spaces, new, you know, thinking, you know, breaking through, as Asaba says.
Okay, so it's about unleashing the creativity. We don't have enough of that.
We don't teach that.
We don't teach it. We don't. Our schooling system does not bring that out enough, I don't think, in young kids when during their formative years. It's not coming out. It's not nurtured is the right word.
I think Elsabi, perhaps in our follow-up conversation later on, she can describe for us in terms of what has she seen in terms of how young people develop, you know, how this creativity emerges over time.
Because we'll look at that more, yeah.
Because I often look at artists and see the sort of daring part, you know. They're not risk-averse. Mm. They just go for it.
Again, something leaders need today.
Mm-hmm.
Calculated risk averseness, almost, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You need that today like never before. Elsabi, in terms of time, give us one or two exercises of what one can do potentially to bring that creativity out in your team and yourself.
I think we have to realize that it's a constant tension between creativity and rules, you know, because it constantly pushes against each other.
Yeah.
Creativity doesn't allow rules, but when a leader finds himself in an organization, there are specific tools that he can use to enhance creative thinking in his organization, to find answers to creative problems. There is a lot of exercises documented. Edward Abona, I'm quite sure a lot of people are known.
Seven hats, or how many hats?
He
talks about the different hats.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot written about how to release the creative juices. But if you ask me a couple of straightforward exercises, you know, that I know work, because we've tried this before. If you are sitting with a problem that needs to be resolved and in a team of people, and you're going into a brainstorming mode, how to optimize that kind of environment. And something that we have found as a very simple exercise that really works is tell your group to have at least 25 solutions to the problem. So what normally happens is when they arrive at problem solving solution number 6, everybody thought of what they could have thought, you know, and then you tell them that there's still 19 to go, you know, and then they start becoming a little bit irrational. They become a bit, you know, they really become, they're thinking agile. They start thinking of solutions that they haven't thought before. And then they arrive at solutions, you know, they make another 6 suggestions. And after that, they say, okay, I've done everything I could. There's absolutely no other solution to this. And then you push them for 6 more solutions. You know, and it's very interesting to see when you get at that very end cycle of brainstorming solutions, that the very last cycle is when you're actually breaking through and you think of something which was never ever considered in the beginning. You know, and that is creative thinking within in a very controlled environment.
Okay. And the leader must sort of get that going.
Absolutely, absolutely. The leader must be open for these kind of strategies. You know, it's very important that the leader celebrates the creative people in his organization, because they can take a lead in these kind of processes, and they can be the instigators of innovation. You know, and solving problems.
So that's another thing a leader must do, is go out of your way to celebrate, and maybe turn into heroes your creative
absolutely
problem solvers.
Absolutely.
And you do have that in some organizations, but we need more of that. If you want a business going to the future that can solve the problems of the future, you must celebrate your creative thinkers.
I think it's also important that leaders have a destructive nature to themselves. You know, I know it's a sort of weird thing to say, but I think of someone, you know, when they're sculpturing, for example, it's often because they are carving out something, destroying something to create something. I'm saying this in the context of the disruption that we often talk about.
You have to break something down to arrive at something.
Absolutely. But obviously, within a particular framework, you know, think of yourself also as a revolutionary. That's what artists are. You know, they go full circle. But there's a revolution that's going on to create new meaning. And someone said that revolutions destroy things that are perfect. If you consider, for example, the record industry, it was totally destroyed because someone thought of themselves, what could we do to disrupt, you know, this industry and therefore drive innovation, which is what we've heard about.
So Malema could be an artist.
Totally. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, he's very creative and he's challenging and he's breaking down and he's building whatever he's doing. But there's that element there. Let's have sort of a wrap up and then we'll continue the conversation after the brief break with Nadia about her journey. And it will come back to this creative conversation for sure. And also in the case of youth. Nadia, you've been listening. Any final comments, even a question for Elsabi and then Louis and then Addison and maybe Elsabi, last comment.
Well, I think I'm very fortunate to work alongside Elsabi and kind of have her as a mentor in this type of role. So it kind of makes you question your leadership ability, you know, from a day-to-day perspective or the way that you relate to team members, etc. I think what's kind of caught on, or something that I hope to further develop with Elsabi's guidance, is essentially to, and I think the question or the philosophy of stepping outside of the problem and almost tying into Ellis's grounds in terms of being comfortable to disrupt or to look at things differently and to take the risk and to understand that essentially without taking that risk you can't make an impactful change or to do something differently. So that's something that's definitely sticking with me, I think, in my day-to-day role or how I would approach my team members directly, and allowing them that creative freedom. The brainstorming exercise that Elsabi mentioned is a very helpful and a very useful exercise, I think, and something to take into the day-to-day activities as well. Because, like I say, after you get to option number 25, finally, it gives you the option to also start looking at everything that's on the table and maybe combining them to see a completely different solution that might not have been on the table. So very, excellent. Very well helpful.
Louis?
Nadia's point is very valid. This idea of Elsabi finding 25 solutions is not just about finding the solution creativity is a process. And when you do that, you tend to face many other obstacles along the way and mm-hmm. possibilities and things that aren't viable, etc. So it's also part of the leadership process of arriving at the best possible solution. Mm-hmm. Instead of superimposing the idea and everybody says, yeah, because right now they don't see any problems with it. You and I know from practical experience, you have to discuss in the process, face the so-called unreal things that aren't real and could be problems. So this process is inspires a leadership process as well.
How about telling your team, I want 25 solutions or 10 that will not involve any cost and no money, mm-hmm. no cost, but yeah. no budget, no money.
Yeah.
Come with solutions. And I was talking to a boy who's almost 16 about when you date one day. Can you think of any great dates that won't cost any money? Hmm. He literally couldn't. He's got to go to the movies, he's got to do this, got to do that, got to go out and eat, got to go to the mall. He couldn't think of creative dates that will not cost money.
Yeah.
Now, that's not good. Now, so that's another way of getting your team to think absolutely out of the box. You can't throw money at this. Find the solution. Mm-hmm. Alice, and then you'll come last there, Elsie.
Yeah, look, I think as a final point, I think it's important too to, if you're a leader, to understand that you have the wherewithal, you've been given the wherewithal to drive evolution, not only of yourself, but of the organization. But the most interesting thing about evolution is that, you know, species, when they evolve, they evolve alongside with the evolution that's happening in their environment. Mm. So you have what's called a co-evolution, which the inverse is true, that if you're a leader and you don't evolve, the environment will evolve such that, yeah. you know, you become extinct.
Okay. I've been asked the question, where are we from? Someone from Kazakhstan was listening here. I mean, we're from South Africa for what it's worth. Johannesburg, in fact, the Golden City, broadcasting here on Cliff Central. Final word on creativity, leadership, art, Elsie, before we continue the conversation about your journey.
Adrian, everything said, you know, considering using creativity in the workplace and develop your creative skill as a leader, I think what's important is that we don't necessarily, we allow ourselves to become creative within a structure, and I think that is where the problem lies, is that people are so scared to generate this kind of creative thinking because they're scared it might end up in a wrong decision. You know, so the mindset of the leader should be to be very inclusive in terms of calculating literally everyone's input and challenging things and allowing things, and then take that back to the drawing board and say, all right, we've got all of these things, now let's put this in a sensible structure. You know, so I think the moment that a group of people know that they have the freedom to let go and that they are allowed to let go, then you get this kind of creative thinking, you know. So because it doesn't mean what they say is going to be implemented, and I think that is where the difference lies. You know, as long as the individual has the ability to say, I think pink instead of black, or I think let's scrap all these rules, let's work in a rule-less environment, let's imagine the specific environment that we're operating in without barriers and see where we get, you know, and then come back and say, okay, but we have these barriers, but we went there, okay, and see what we can make of it.
All right, that's Elsie Donovan, the founder of Open Window Institute, starting as an art school teaching, I don't know, frustrated individuals to paint and do whatever, and it's turned into a university that trains creatives for the world. That's kind of one way of describing it. So thank you for joining us, and we're going to take a short break, 30 seconds, and then we'll come back and we'll zoom back in on Elsie. We'll talk about Elsie Donovan and her journey, how it started. We'll end up back at Open Window Institute and talk a little bit more about, I'm concerned about schools, you know, the kind of kids that come to your university after matriculating, finalizing their school career, how do they think, and how do you adapt them, how do you change them to embrace less rules and creative thinking? So stay with us. CliffCentral.com.